Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this sixth segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is entitled Today's show is entitled Life Coaching 101, The Art of Listening. A possibility versus limitation, and why it is important to talk about life and how you live your life is because we need to live our lives to the fullest. We need to look at how we are going to do the things that are going to attract things to us. And when you think of the laws of attraction, and how to utilize the laws of attraction, well, guess what? If you think positively, you will attract the things to you that you truly want in life. But if you have negative thoughts, you know what? Then those thoughts are not going to bring to you the things they want. They're going to bring to you the things that you don't want, the heartaches, the other things that you just don't feel like you should have in life. So as a law of attraction coach who has been supporting people for well over a decade in manifesting their desires in all aspects of life, I have come to understand that our beliefs are what determine whether we take the path to action or the path to resignation. And if you're going to take the path to resignation, then you know what? Then you are going to stay status quo. If you decide to change how you live your life and you choose to do the things that you want to do, then you can succeed. The more I help others to succeed, the more I succeed. Talking with a coach is radically different experience than talking with a friend. Friends are familiar. They've heard all our stories and justifications. And for the most part, at least, they accept and reinforce what we already believe to be true about ourselves. Even though beliefs that limit us, while friends commiserate, coaches challenge us to think and question our previously unchecked assumptions. A coach holds us accountable to the outer experiences we are committed to creating by helping us dismantle the internal beliefs that are blocking us from manifesting them. So remember, we are talking about the difference between a coach and a personal friend. And a personal friend will always agree with you. They may point out some things to you, but a coach will always challenge you to do the things that you should do to help you change and grow and become that person that you truly want to be and have the opportunity to be, but it is still up to you to do what you need to do to make things happen for yourselves. Our beliefs inspire action. As a law of attraction coach who has been supporting people for well over a decade and manifesting their desires in all aspects of life, I have come to understand that our beliefs are what determine whether we take the path of action or the path of resignation. When we believe that our actions will lead to success, we take them with great excitement and without hesitation. If we have even a sneaking suspicion that our actions will lead to failure, we are likely to remain frozen in inaction. Now, think about it. How many of you fear failure? Because you know what? That is the number one fear that so many people have. And you have to decide whether you are going to let it keep you from reaching your goals or whether you're going to face your fears head on and move forward. Our core beliefs about ourselves, about other people, and about the world itself may be invisible to the eye, but they color our perception of everything we come into contact with. For example, if we have a core belief that we are inadvertent, inadequate, or that resources around us are scarce, this belief will filter the infinite number of experiences that could unfold at virtually every moment and bring to our awareness only those that confirm what we already believe is true. So, if you surround yourself with people that are failures, then you're not going to excel because you are going to want to stay status quo because you don't want to leave that comfort zone. You have to be willing to stretch yourself and change. Look for things that will teach you what it is that you need to do in order to become and get beyond who you are. There is something called the halo effect. And basically what the halo effect says is we become what we believe we are. And do you want us to stay exactly where you are, or do you want to reach out and get exactly what it is that you truly want? Because you know, if you are at a certain level, but you're around people that believe in you and believe that you have the opportunity to rise above that and to get where you to truly be a better person or be in a position where you can achieve more, then what the halo effect says is that you will achieve what you and the people around you believe you can achieve. So it's rising up to the level of what you believe in. So how are you going to turn that around and truly put yourself where you believe you should be? Instead of seeing evidence of abundance around us, abundance of love, of laughter, of creativity, of energy, our beliefs will call our attention to evidence of lack. The scariest thing about our beliefs is that most of the time they operate on autopilot without our consensus awareness. By bringing these hidden beliefs to the light and taking actions that challenge our validity, we shift our consciousness and alter our reality. Coach is listening from possibility. As a coach, it's my job to listen intently to my clients, not through a filter of their limiting beliefs, but rather from a space of unlimited possibility, unfolds a quality of conversation that is vastly different than those we have in our everyday lives. Whereas friends and loved ones may unwittingly conspire with our disempowering point of view, or even add more fuel to the fire by sharing similar experiences from their own past. As coaches, we train ourselves to remain neutral by getting out of our own way. A fundamental principle of coaching is that every answer our client needs to achieve any outcome they desire already exists in their own wisdom that naturally guides them in their own direction to their highest good. Our job is merely to be a conduit through which this connection can occur. And the more we're able to get out of our way, the better able we are to align, to provide exactly what each client needs to find that internal alignment. Coaching is a perfect example of the law of the least effort. The results we achieve are far greater than we any could generate through our own will. What that means is, if you have the least effect, the results we achieve are far greater than any that we can generate through our own will. When I first started coaching, I was still working full-time as a trainer for a pharmaceutical sales company, which made some very long days. I'd literally come home from working a 9 to 10 hour day and would then begin doing sessions with clients at night. As a brand new coach, my usual habit was to prepare for each session by reviewing my notes from the previous week and considering which process I might offer to support each client in gaining some new insight. One night in particular, I came home from work feeling more exhausted than usual. I knew that the value I wanted my client to receive from our session would have to come from a source that was much bigger than anything I could offer from the level of my knowledge base or intellect. In a few minutes I had before our call, I closed my eyes and said to the universe out loud, "Please use me as a conduit for this client's highest good. Please direct my thoughts, guide my intuition, and speak through my mouth whatever insights will most effectively reconnect this person to their innate power, brilliance, and magnificence." The cool thing is that in that moment, I physically felt my own connection with my own inner wisdom become stronger, clearer, and more available. For the duration of the session, I placed my sole focus on maintaining my own connection to Source. As I listened to my client speak, I would get mental images of how she was blocking the manifestation of her own desires. Without scripting or filtering them, the right words simply came out of my mouth. Not only did this client have a quantum breakthrough during the call, but I had a breakthrough that changed the entire way that I approached my role as a coach. For so many of us, we think that we can do it on our own. We don't realize the importance of coaching, of having a mentor, of having someone that will hold you accountable to do what you say you will do. And friends, as we were talking earlier, friends will let you slide. They will agree with you. They will not challenge you to make changes in your life, because you know what? If you succeed in a way that your friend can't, then you know what? It makes them feel like a failure. And since they don't want to feel like a failure, they will not do the things for you that a coach can do that can take you to the level that you truly want to be. So it is up to you to make the choices and have someone that will hold you accountable to do what it is that you need to do, and someone that can truly reflect and help you understand where you are blocking yourself from making the changes in your life. And let me say this. Back when I was in college studying psychology and mental health and even rehabilitation counseling, I grew up in an era when people with disabilities were often discouraged from success because they were often told that they just didn't have the potential to do anything, to live on their own, to hold a job, whatever. In fact, one of the reasons that I ended up in entrepreneurship was not just that I had a knack for it, but because I couldn't find the gainful employment that I needed to be able to do what it is that I choose to do. And I, in essence, also have been an independent consultant as a trainer, because my options were not there like everyone else's options. Coaches get out of the way. From that day on, the only preparation I do before each session is to connect with the broader, wiser, and more expanded part of myself, and to consciously invite it to come through me and provide whatever information is needed to create a shift in consciousness. The best part about learning how to get out of the way is not just that my clients create extraordinary results, which they do, but that I come away from each experience more connected and nourished as well. It's no wonder there is now some 30,000 women and men earning a lucrative living as life coaches. It's one of those professionals that nourish us as much as we nourish others. And let me also say that not only do I do life coaching, but I also do career coaching, because in the way that I have lived my life, I had to decide what was right for me and what would be the perfect way to go about helping other people. And you know what? What I did find is that, okay, what I'm going to do now is talk a little bit about what is coaching. And you can be a career coach, you can be a life coach, you can be whatever it is that you choose to be, but also, are you going to be an effective coach? If that is a choice, if that is something that you are looking at as an avenue, then look at it as a way to do the things that are going to help you grow as an individual so you can help others grow as well. You've probably heard people talking about coaching in the workplace. You might have even received some coaching in the past, or you might have used coaching to improve a person's performance, even if you didn't actually describe it as coaching at the time. But what actually is coaching, and how do you use it, and what skills do you need to be an effective coach in this? Okay, now, let me tell you that you can, there are certain agencies that you can go to that will certify you as a coach. But it is not always necessary to have that certification, because coaching is just another side of the counseling. Whereas counseling, you're kind of guiding. In coaching, you're also guiding. And coaching is a useful way of developing people's skills and abilities and of boosting performance. It can also help deal with issues and challenges before they become major problems. A coaching session will typically take place as a conversation between the coach and the coachee, or that's the client. And it focuses on helping the client discover answers for themselves. After all, people are much more likely to engage with solutions that they have come up with than with themselves, rather than those that are forced upon them. In some organizations, coaching is still seen as a corrective tool used only when things have gone wrong. But in many companies, coaching is considered to be a positive and proven approach to helping others explore their goals and ambitions and then achieve them. Coaches in the workplace are not counselors, psychotherapists, gurus, teachers, trainers, or consultants, although they may use some of the same skills and tools. Most formal professional coaching is carried out by qualified people who work with clients to improve the effectiveness and performance and help them achieve their full potential. Coaches can be hired by coachees or by clients or by their organizations. Coaching on this basis works best when everyone clearly understands the reason for hiring a coach, and when they jointly set the expectations for what they want to achieve throughout coaching. And let me explain to you that another thing that a coach does is, if you set goals for yourself, but you are not someone that knows how to take yourself and put yourself and hold yourself accountable to doing the things that you truly feel that you can do, well, then you know what? When every session, if you have a plan on what you are going to do for the next week, then they will keep you accountable to follow through on all of the things that you say you want to do. Coaching is training or development in which a person called a coach supports a learner in achieving a specific personal or professional goal. The learner is sometimes called a coachee. Occasionally, coaching may mean an informal relationship between two people, of whom one has more experience and expertise than the other and offers advice and guidance as the latter learns. But coaching differs from mentoring and focus on competence specific or opposed to general overall development. Some coaches use a style in which they ask questions and offer opportunities to challenge the learner to find his or her own answers. This helps the learner find answers and ways of being. Here are some things that you can use and you can think of as coaching: life coaching, ADHD coaching, business coaching, executive coaching, career coaching, divorce coaching, financial coaching, personal coaching, systematic coaching, health coaching, sports coaching, conflict coaching, victimization coaching, Christian coaching, coaching as, okay. So as you can see, there's so many different types of coaches that you can talk to that can help you understand what it is that you're looking for. And it's important to know specifically, are you looking for a life coach? Are you looking for a career coach? Are you looking for, are you into sports very heavily and you need to learn how to focus in on those things that will put you exactly where you want to be successful? And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, and we can work with you on a weekly basis, and you can either pay for it quarterly or yearly and set up a schedule that fits your purposes.